Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Hello, welcome to our Season 6, Episode 29.
The Magi Ranger's Apprentice. It's like the Magician's Apprentice, but with Tsubasa.
Now I just picture Tsubasa in, like, Mickey's Sorcerer hat from Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Just picturing him as Nicolas Cage from the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Everyone knows that Tsubasa / Jin has always been Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage should have been Mystic Force Yellow Ranger.
He's just Asian Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage for whatever the next Dino Charge series is. I mean, Power Rangers series is. Dino Train Charge.
Nicolas Cage for Zordon in the MMPR reboot.
Perfect.
And then just spin it off into National Treasure 3.
Yes, finally. Dear God. I would let them cancel the Power Rangers movie for just news of National Treasure 3. Page 47.
I would be game for that too, honestly.
Like, they did the page tease and then it's like, Jesus, man. So long between the movies.
I'm still waiting. Anyway. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Or if you're not in America, well then, you're just not going to have any fun.
No. You don't have to be thankful. That will be after Thanksgiving by the time this episode releases, but it's Thanksgiving right now in, yeah, both of our times. No, not yet here. You're still not thankful yet.
Nope. So that's Thanksgiving yet.
Apparently it's Thanksgiving trend to only have two hosts on the show.
Was that last year too?
Yeah, it was just me and Aerosol last year.
Oh, snap.
I think Kevin showed up later, so maybe that'll happen again. So, who knows? But, moving along to the one-ups, I suppose. HLJBX got here. Batclock, a lot of ghost icons.
Batclock's the most amazing animal mode of all time.
Actually, exciting than the ghost stuff. But, yes, the Batclock's animal mode is the greatest.
It's the most intricate. I mean, I was shocked. It was like... Damn, it was like the most complicated Transformer, but 10 times harder.
I know.
It's like, well, how do you even do this?
Revenge of the Fallen Leader Class Optimus to shame.
I mean, I thought I just had a hard time with Hyper Rush Ateo. I was like, holy shit.
Holy shit, this is too much.
It's like, it's way too complicated.
I need to go get a snack. that all got here. The Batclock's really fun, as stupid as the animal mode looks. The fact that it has a weapon mode is really fun, so. That's neat. I found the Mix and Morph Gold Ranger and Terrazord set, and so they're normally $19.99, and Target had 20% off all toys, and so I was like, well, I was at GameStop anyway. I was like, well, okay, I'll stop him at Target. So I went and I saw it on the shelf. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll pick up this one because I like the Zord portions of the Mix and Morph. The Ranger part's really fucking boring. But, like, the Dino Charge Megazord figure is really fun. And, I mean, so is the Tiger Zord and stuff. So I like the Zord. So I said, oh, I'll pick this one up. Plus, it's a review I can do. And
he's way more gold than the actual Tan Ranger.
It's true. And so I'm like, okay, $19.99, 20% off, cool. And so I scanned it in the price checker and it said, item not found. I was like, oh boy. Cause Target's always a fucking hassle, because if you buy anything new at Target, it's never in their fucking system. Because Target's like the worst. And so I'm like, okay, this is going to be a trip. And then I remembered that one of the Megazord Madness coupons was for the Mix and Morph. So I'm like, well, okay. And I couldn't find it. So I tweeted out, But then I remembered the Dino Charge app was a thing, so I flipped through the app and I was looking for the coupon, and it wasn't there, because it was a coupon that you got when you signed in on Wednesday, and I have yet to open it on a Wednesday. So I'm like, fucking God, I don't have it. And then I remembered I can just manipulate the date on my phone, so I made it Wednesday and got
Boom.
the
So I just time traveled to the future right quick.
coupon. So I got the
I'm just
$2
like,
off
hey,
coupon.
doctor, stop sniffing over Clara and get over here.
I got the coupon, and then 20% off. I was like, okay, I'm set. This is a nice price. And so I get up there, and he scans it. And he's like, this was the guy's first day alone at a register. So I'm like, oh, this will be
So he's
fun.
sweating.
This will be fun. He scans it, and he's like, do you know how much this is? Because it's not showing up a price. It's asking me how much it is. I said, it's like $14.99 or $19.99. I don't know. I always lowball the price first to see if they'll do it.
$2. So you're both sweating. He's nervous. It's his first day. You're trying to pull off a scam. Just puddles beneath you.
He's like, do you know for sure? Because it's not registering a price, and I don't know what to do. And he's like, hold on, I need to ask. It's like the manager comes over. He's like, I don't know how much this is. And she's like, well, hold on, we'll figure it out. And she said, well, just stand over here and we'll figure it out. So I'm like, okay. I have no idea what they attempted to do. But, like, 5 minutes later, she comes back and says, we just did it as an as-is item. Just go ahead and scan that, and it should give you the 20% off and everything. Normally. And I was like, okay. They at one point knew it was 19.99 because the tag says as-is was 19.99. But they marked it down to like 13.97. I'm like, well, okay. So they scanned that. I got 20% off that plus the $2 off. I ended up getting the set for like $9.17 or something.
Boom,
So
discount
that was
jammed.
pretty great. So I have no idea what the fuck they were doing at that store.
That guy was
But
probably shaking and nervous enough to be able to take some scanned pics or something, just get nice and shaky and blurry.
He's the one that actually took the pictures of the Supercharged toys.
I'm gonna take these pics like it's 1995. That's what they say every time before they scan the new toys or take pictures of spotted things.
So that was my exciting shopping trip of the week. I haven't found anything else. But Black Friday soon, and I'm gonna go DVD hunting because that's apparently the only thing I buy on Black Friday is DVDs of things that I don't really need.
It's always best to go after everyone's already murdered each other over the TVs, and it's like picking over like a vulture. And it's just like, that's what I did last year. It was like dead quiet. There's just kind of the DVDs are kind of in disarray, like someone's been thrown into them. But it's nice and quiet, and you can sort of find stuff.
That's nice. So that's the prime time DVD hunting mode.
Because the time you go now, it used to be super busy before they moved Black Friday to Thanksgiving.
Now when you actually go Black Friday shopping, no one's there.
I saw a commercial for JCPenney today that said Black Friday sales start 3 p.m. Thursday. It's like people don't understand the meaning of Friday. This is how days work. Cyber Monday's deals start Thursday. Wait.
Cyber Monday deals started like last Monday.
Just to be safe.
Whatever. America's shit. That's the moral of the story. But I think that's it. So, carry on.
My wayward son?
Final Fantasy X slash X-2 HD Remaster is $19.99 at Best Buy.
Don't even care.
That's what that text was.
Brian's got insiders at Best Buy just texting him.
It's just
Funnier if it's an insider.
video game deals Twitter.
That's his alias.
I think that's the Twitter for a cheap ass gamer. I think, yeah.
All
Anyway, it's your turn.
right, let's see. My HLJ box also got here, just like vomiting ghost stuff at me. Just a bunch of eyeballs fell out of it. And that ninja sword thing that I forget the name of. Like, I've never been. I don't. It's not necessarily about the item, but it's just like I've never been so uninterested when I got a Sentai item just because of, like, the sword itself isn't that amazing, but just the fact that I'm so disinterested in the show, like, I don't know. It's just really weird, and it's such like a
Yeah,
weird item too.
I
Like it was
really
just.
didn't care. Like, once I got the shuriken out, I was like, that's a really cool looking shuriken, and I still have yet to touch the sword.
Yeah, it's the. You know, it's really nothing special. The only thing different about it, other than the color, is that it has noises for Takaharu and Kenji in it, so.
Because that's exciting, and we really need
It's
that.
thrilling. Two least annoying characters on the show. But it's just between the sword and then the show, it's just like I've never been so disinterested, and it's like I kind of hate that feeling. I got that. I got a couple different Amazon orders. I finally ordered my Diggle figure. So now I can just do a bunch of really funny Diggle pictures and carry him around with me like a Woody doll. That sounds really gross when you say it like that, but like. And I got the Captain Cold figure, which that's funny. Whose hoodie comes off, but it's super hard to pull off and it's really annoying. It's kind of like the Ghost figures, but better with being able to pull the hoodie off. Like, I have the first Oliver Queen figure. I don't know if you can do it the second one, but the first one, you can pull his hoodie off. Like, it doesn't really sag like a hoodie, but you can let it stay there because it's cloth. But, like, Captain Cold's is like a plastic, so you can't get it to stay off there. And I got the Tom Nook amiibo, and I finally got my Villager amiibo, so I'm pretty happy about that.
You finally made it to Toys R Us.
Finally. No, my mom did it. Because
Oh.
I went to my Toys R Us, like, after Kevin mentioned it, like 3 days afterwards, and apparently, like, several people bought them out. So my mom was out by the farther away Toys R Us a couple days later, and I asked her to swing by for me, and she found it. So I was happy about that because I thought I missed it for the second time. And then I got the Fallout guide because it was all like half price on Amazon because it was. Cheaper than, way cheaper than, what was it, not Borders, Barnes and Noble, it's like 40 something, it was like $20 on Amazon, so I got that so maybe they can help me figure out how to not die. And then I also ordered, which they're not here yet, one of them just hasn't shipped yet, which is the Arrow soundtrack, and the Flash soundtrack is back ordered, but I finally ordered that. And I have been playing a little bit of Fallout. It's kind of difficult though. I've been playing, trying to play a little bit of that, playing a little bit of Halo multiplayer, and me and my friend started Legendary for co-op, and a little bit of Battlefront too. Like, there's so many games. I picked up Battlefront last week, so I've been playing a little bit of that, not so much recently, and I'm about midway through Jessica Jones, so that's pretty much what I've been doing, sort of. That's about the it.
We live such exciting lives.
This week Kevin's daughter ran around Target and said something funny, and then she cussed, and they taught her something she shouldn't know. That's probably happened.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Oh,
It was her birthday.
it was birthday day?
I know. It was her birthday. I know that.
So she probably got cake and stuff.
Probably like a sword or something.
A sword, or like a AK-47. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's a thing.
Okay. So, let's see. We got news. We got actor meltdowns. We got some new toy sightings. We got a little bit of everything. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with a meltdown. That'll be fun. Hashtag
Okay.
Traygate, which I love that, by the way.
I didn't even think about Traygate. That's great. So, a
Everybody
little
should get this up.
context. I'm sitting here at my house on Saturday. What was I playing? I think we were playing Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival, which is actually quite fun when. I have to tell the story.
There we go, festival stories.
So, I think that game I was KK, because KK is my jam. And
Smooth jams.
so I'm here. I'm getting like shit rolls. The map's laid out in like four corners, and you get stamps. And if you get all the stamps, then you get bonus points. And so like we've played several games. This is the first game like I'm getting just like ones, twos just constantly. So I'm getting nowhere. I'm like, I'm not even going to get my fucking stamps. There's no way I'm going to win this game. I'm way behind. And then if you land on the same space as someone, there's like a multi-person interaction. Like, you'll either split your bells or just, like, swap an item or something like that. Sometimes you'll just wave and you'll get happy points or whatever, Animal Crossing logic. And so I ran into Kat, and we were kind of talking at the same time playing this because I didn't fucking care at that point. And I kind of glance over at the screen and read it really quick. I, like, ran into her, and we exchanged purses. And I'm like, Kiki, why you got a purse? But then I thought about it. I was like, holy shit. She had just sold her turnips for, like, some insane amount of money. And so she had, like, 100,000 bells or something. And I had, like, 5,000. And we swapped purses, so I got all of her money. And I ended up winning that game. Because it was on the last day of the month.
Thanks, Treygate. That moment was so golden.
So it was the best Animal Crossing Moogle Festival game ever that resulted in a lot of really loud swearing that probably, under normal circumstances, would have had the police called on us. We were really loud. Like, I was just screaming.
Ma'am,
I was like, I stole your money, bitch!
Ma'am, what happened? He stole my purse! You stole your purse? There was 100,000 bells in it. Bells? Yes.
I'm from the back room. We exchanged!
You're in the back room, you're just screaming, Trey's the true Gold Ranger!
And so Jeff's reading Twitter, and he's like, something happened with the guys that played Trey. I have no idea. And so I'm like, okay, I have to read this. Because, I mean, they've been silent for, like, ever. They hardly ever post anything. And apparently it was...
had a low-grade creep factor.
It was, like, Tim or something. I don't know, one of the triplets. Like,
posted, God bless us, everyone.
Posted pictures of a Word document. I'm like, you can't even fucking, like, paste the actual document. You took pictures of it like a tool. And it was just this rant about how... this has been bothering him for 3 days, and he can't sleep because we are lying to children.
The children.
Because Trey is the true Gold Ranger, and then Austin St. John is not the Gold Ranger, and that Brad Hawkins is not the Gold Ranger. He is just the voice of the Gold Ranger power. And Austin St. John was a temporary user of Trey's Gold Ranger power, and that even though he used it, it was still Trey's Gold Ranger power, and Trey is the true Gold Ranger.
I was just letting him borrow it for a second. It's still my toy.
I was just letting him borrow it for a second, like the whole show. And apparently there was a, like, Triforia spinoff or something, and so they were building Trey up to be this big, important character, but they didn't sign the contract because they were afraid of getting typecast like Austin St. John and Jason David Frank.
What are they going to get typecast as? The creepy triplets that will probably murder you and touch your anus? Like, what the hell? Like, there's no typecast for that. I mean, yes, they'll cast, like, stunt cast twins or triplets, but if you don't audition all together like creepers, then you won't get typecast. I mean, like, to be honest, before this, they obviously never did anything crazy, but I remember we kind of joked around that they're kind of creepy because they're always hanging around together. They, like, tweeted at the same time with three winky faces. Like, I've never seen, like, triplets or twins, like, commit so hard to their bit. Like, I was almost convinced they really were just one person. And, oh, man. I remember hearing something about that spinoff. I don't ever really remember hearing anything about a Zio movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't.
Do you?
I don't at all.
I remember hearing about, I think it was Johnny Young Bosch that said there was a scene originally in the Turbo movie that better transitioned, like the Zio suits were in it or something. Mm-hmm. Like, but like I want, like, either a documentary or, like, a giant-ass nerd book that just tells me everything that happened between MMPR Season 1 and In Space. Or, you know, of all time, actually. But mainly that era, because there's so many like dropped plans and things that like I love to
Oh,
know about
yeah.
stuff like that. Like I want to know like what the Zio plans were for the movie, the Triforia movie stuff, what was going to happen with Turbo at first, like just all this kind of neat stuff that I want to know. Because there's all kinds of interesting things, and you only ever hear like bits and pieces every now and then at a panel or a mental breakdown. So it's like I would love to know all that stuff because it fascinates me. I lose hours on Wikipedia on like Wikipedia on Star Wars and all kinds of stuff like that.
I would love that.
Yeah, it would be great. But it's funny that like he took this essentially crazy high horse about people lying, but essentially they were working with Saban and they wanted to do supposedly this spin-off, but then they backed out, which is kind of a dick move. So, and then yet they're the ones that are being like, kids are being lied to. I'm like, well, you kind of just quit on them when they had all these plans.
Like, honestly, when you say Zeo Gold Ranger, I think Jason. I mean, I acknowledge Trey in my head, but Jason had the power for throughout most of that show. And when he didn't, he was being voiced by Brad Hawkins. So I'm like, come on, guys.
It's like, 'cause he had such a cooler voice. Brad Hawkins had just a cool voice for when the Gold Ranger first appeared.
And then he like demorphed into three Hispanic triplets. I'm like, okay.
I don't remember who did it, but it came across my feed. Somebody did like a Austin St. John and Brad Hawkins adjust their like con appearance cards. It's like Austin St. John is Red Mighty Morphin Power Ranger and like the temporary host of the Gold Powers, but not really the Gold Ranger. And Brad Hawkins, the voice of Trey of Triforia, the character, not really the Gold. Like it was really funny. It's like those title cards are gonna be long.
But you can't lie to the kids.
What's funny, like, what kids? Like, all the kids that watched it are, like, our age now, and the kids now don't even know what a Gold Sail Ranger is outside of the toy that it came with, which I think didn't it have Jason's bio on the back? I don't remember. Or was it both?
The Super Mega Force toy.
Yeah.
Hold on. I
Trey.
think I took a picture of it. Hold on.
To the archives!
Let's see. Zeo Gold Ranger, not the Ranger key. There we go. Wave six, boom. Let's see. Name Trey, Dray, or wow, Drayson,
Jason.
Jason Lee Scott. Originally
Oh.
an alien named Trey, the Gold Ranger's powers were transferred to Jason Lee Scott, the original Mighty Morphin Red Ranger. After battling bravely, Jason was unable to keep the Gold Ranger powers and transfer them back to Trey.
The real Gold Ranger,
Real,
who is not
which was
Jason.
just said. That's actually what it says on the back of that box in Invisible Ink. Trey, comma, the real
It's
Gold
just like
Ranger.
National Treasure. You just gotta put some lemon on it and go, and like it just appears. But you gotta get Riley and the hot chick for the museum to help you first up, and Nicolas Cage's dad, John Voight, who's just always Nicolas Cage's dad.
Oh, but yeah, this was funny shit. Like, the fandom's still throwing shade at it, and it's great.
It's just it's like all like out of nowhere you just went crazy
Like,
and
yeah,
like.
there was like no hints of this at all or anything. Nothing even sparked this. Like, sometimes like one actor will say something and then the other actor responds and then it becomes kind of like a feud. This was just completely out of the fucking blue. He's like, oh, I haven't slept in 3 days because of this.
Like high on cocaine or something, and then like he said, his fans will be watching Austin and Brad,
Yeah,
and
and
they'll
he
pay the
said like
ultimate price.
pay the
Is that
ultimate
death?
price. I'm like, dude, I think that's death.
Yeah.
I think you just threatened Austin St. John and Brad Hawkins with death.
And here's the thing, like there's certain people in this in the like Ranger actor dumb or whatever that have reputations for being douches or whatever, but like I think that the Austin St. John worshippers are annoying, but Austin St. John is definitely not like a glory hog like they tried to make him seem.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's just a super humble guy, and like I'd never actually met Brad Hawkins, but I saw him at his panel, and he also just seems like a very nice guy. And like out of all the people that have various reputations, they definitely don't seem like it. Like he made him out to be this glory hog, like I'll take all the Gold Ranger riches.
It's like he acted like he was losing money because of it or something. It's like, dude, you don't even go to conventions.
It's
You went
so
to
dumb.
Morphicon one time.
Kevin took pictures with him.
And the shirtless picture.
He's like, on that oil, that picture.
So that was a thing that happened. I honestly very much hope that the what happened here is still in the fandom's brain come next Morphicon, because I can just picture the jokes with Austin St. John and Brad Hawkins, and I want to see them come to fruition.
It would be great.
Austin, are you the real Golden Ranger?
Like,
Make a Mori skit out of it.
find out who's the real Gold Ranger. It ended up actually being Skull all along.
If David Yost is there, just have him come in.
Who's the real Gold Ranger? I don't know. I think, like, Solaris Knight or the Go-On Gold, whoever was actually gold first. This was just a black ranger with a gold armor.
You're not really gold.
The scandal opens up even further. John Tui comes out. I can't handle this anymore. The kids have been lied to even more now. His suit isn't even gold.
That's like calling Tommy the Gold Ranger in Mighty Morphin just because he has a gold shield.
That
it's
kind
almost
of
the
is.
Same thing, really.
You could even do almost the same thing for white. Like,
yeah.
It's pretty funny. But it's like in my brain, it's still slightly associated with gold because they're like, Gold Ranger, and they had a song for it.
It's his song.
It's not
my
Jason.
Vid, my song. It's not ASJ's, it's mine. It's Trey's.
Did it ever play when he was on? Yes. Multiple times.
Oh my god, what a. Oh god, it was great. Totally, it made my Saturday. That was, well, Animal Crossing made my Saturday, honestly, but
he is not
that
the
came
real
in
Speedy.
Second.
She's using Colton Haynes' costume. Who's the real Red Arrow? Or Arsenal.
It's fine, Will Hahn. You're not the real Speedy.
The little Diggles can't handle it. We've been lying to them for too long. These midriff must be exposed. Oh, good times. This fandom's never short on that drama.
I love it. Like I said, nothing sparked this. No actors, no fans, no anything. It was just one, maybe even one part of the trio of triplets just like having a mental breakdown.
I think they just typed it all at once. It's like one amalgam of a person.
Probably. That's how I picture them. I just picture them as like one cohesive unit with three
That's
different
kind of
bodies.
That's the way it is. It's creepy. Oh, man. Good times. Great oldies.
Oh my god, there's all tray of egotisticalness.
Oh my god.
Tray of douchebaggery.
Tray of batshit insaneness.
So many tray jokes.
Is Chris from Choku Nation like Chris from HJU's Earth 2 counterpart?
No, they're nothing alike.
You're talking to another Chris?
God,
you can only talk to one Chris, and then you meet all other Chris, and you're like, I'm sorry, I already have a Chris.
I know so many people named Chris.
That's what I've been doing.
Including my mom.
Well, she's gone. She's like,
so
I'm
does
sorry.
It count if her name isn't actually Chris? It's Christine.
There we go. Okay, that's fine.
So that's okay. Nicknames don't count. Loophole, okay.
Oh,
I still know a lot of Chris's, but anyway. So that was a thing that happened last weekend. What will they roll out with next?
What Power Rangers actor will lose it next? Probably Blake Foster. He's right on the edge. Beetleborgs is a lie. I was the first kid. No, it came out first. I was the first kid because they planned it back when they were... No, just stop.
I was the first kid. Okay. So actual news. All right, we'll do the scans real quick.
All right. The scans finally came in.
In Ninja News, we got a suit picture of Dark Akaninja, And I'm like, well, it's Dark Aka Ninja, so he still has to be red at some point. Otherwise, he would be Kuro Ninja, which would just be a lot cooler of a thing to do, honestly.
It would be.
But no, they took Aka Ninja's suit, they took away the cool sash pattern, and replaced his boots and gloves with black. It was like, hey, here, look,
That
he's
pretty much
evil.
describes the effort they're putting into the show at this point.
I'm like, well, okay, that's awful. Thank you.
You can tell he's evil.
Good
Just look
job,
at him.
guys. Like, honestly, if I wasn't paying attention, I would just think it's normal Aka Ninja.
I like how you said, I think said something to the effect of like they can't even do an evil ranger right, or like
Yeah,
it
they
reminded me when they
can't.
said stupid Jerry can't even get karma right.
Like, Tokyuger had this, like, beautiful, dark Tokyo Ichigo suit. I'm like, I still really like that suit.
Yeah, it
And
was really cool.
Dark Red Buster, and
Oh God, Dark Red Buster is like the best of all time.
even like Shinken Red with the black coat looked really cool.
Yeah, that worked. Damn, we never got a figure out of that. They could have squeezed it out before the line died. So easy.
But yeah, this one takes the cake on worst evil ranger ever.
Unless you
Outside of
count Zeds.
yeah, I was gonna just about to say that.
I'm not.
Unless you count Zeds. Those are the worst. And then we also like sometimes they do really funny mecha stuff in these team ups, and so
Tokyo's gonna be riding on the Lion
yeah,
Howl.
Tokyo's gonna take a seat in Lion Howl and use Build Russia as guns apparently.
Still
So
better than the drive Shuriken thing, or Shuriken thing, I mean.
I think that'd be cool if we got a toy of it, but as it stands, I just think it's stupid because we didn't get a toy of it.
Oh, the drive thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like one of those weird things where you think they do it because of toy sales, but then there's never a toy. It's like all
Yeah.
the movie writers. It's like they barely do anything for them because they're not into figures.
So everyone enjoy your on-screen mecha that you can't make because Tokyo can't sit like that. So that's the thing. I think that's it for Ninja. It was just,
There's just Shuriken is going to be on the show
yeah.
now.
Where the fuck did my?
And then
Oh,
I
there it
don't know the
is.
context of it, but apparently also Hurricane Red and Ninja Red and Jimba, no, Jiraiya. Jimba is going to come back.
I don't know the context either. I don't know if it's like just apparitions because of their
Oh, their
final
attacks and
attacks,
stuff?
or if
Yeah.
they're actually coming back again, or if Shurikenger's just like, ah, ghosts or whatever. I don't
Is
know.
it like real Shurikenger, or is it the
It.
kid that became him from the
From
Returns
what
movie?
I heard, it's the old one.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
OG Shurikenger. That shouldn't exist.
Nothing beats original Shuriken.
He's
I
a
want
true
Cam. Can it just be?
Shurikenger.
I like Shuriken though, but not as much as Cam. Can it be Cyber Cam? Can we just do that? Can Cyber Cam just show up for like 5 seconds and just make me smile? I
Yes,
want to watch Ninja
please.
Storm now.
Oh, and apparently, the grandpa, the dad, and the physical form of Lion Hao are gonna pilot Shurikenshin, while everyone else is Hao Gekiyatsu Daioh.
Dear Lord.
Keep in mind that shouldn't happen. Because if the lion is there, he can't be there too. So I don't know anymore, guys.
Just a manifestation of the operating system.
Okay, it's Cortana.
It's like a really lame version of Cortana. He's gonna turn evil at the end. I gotta purify everyone because I don't want to be told what to do. What?
What?
You don't
Yeah,
understand the
I don't
plan. Luke Cage is gonna stop me.
know. That's gonna be really weird once I finally get to
It kind of is. And I also see him as Malcolm from Ringer, so it's like just really weird.
that. Bouncing over to Ghost. Sometime in December, we're gonna actually be introduced to more villains that'll hopefully do something worthwhile. I have no idea how to say this name. The Japanese is Jaberu, I think.
Jaber?
I don't know if it's like supposed to be like Javier or like Javel, or I don't even know if that's a name, or Jabble. I don't know. He looks, I don't know, he looks very regal.
The telenovela guy?
Yeah.
JaVale works. Javier also.
So he's got his own evil like ghost icon with these little claws and stuff on it. It looks kind of cool, and I want to
And he's
play a
got an
little
evil
bit.
mustache too. It's like really evil.
So he has a, I don't want to say a rider form, but it kind of looks like an evil rider sort of form that kind of looks like this Mirror Knight character from Ultraman Zero's movies. But I think it's just because he has the same color scheme, that's why I'm reminded of him. But
To me, it looks like if the putrid suits from Wild Force are made into a Power Ranger.
there you go. We'll go with that. And
How
there's
my mind
some
works.
Movie War Genesis stuff that I don't really care about because it's just a lot of words and I can't read.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it, and John Connor's a Terminator.
Got
Get it?
it.
'Cause Genesis. Boom.
Nailed it.
Totally.
But
You know how I do.
Telecon Boost, the red form of Ghost, is going to be in the movie, so it'll either premiere in the movie or he has it before December 12th.
Wibbly wobbly ghosty woosty.
So I'm not sure which one is which, but we're getting it pretty soon because there was a big section in the scans of Tokon Boost as well as Benkei Damashii and his the Spider Lantern, which we actually saw already kind of in the show. So that's a thing that's gonna happen, and then we also have Bob Marley
Papa Molly!
and some scans of the Televicon special, which is not only going to have EQ Damashii in it, but it's also going to have Pythagoras Damashii for Spectre, which is just a recolored King Tut Damashii, but
Triangle face.
his face is kind of neat, I guess. But yeah, so in these scans alone, we have four new forms.
Seems about right.
So
Almost a little light for Ghost.
pretty par of the course, I think. I don't really have a whole lot to say on these. I still like how Tokon Boost looks.
I like it more this time than the first time I saw it. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they're better pictures, but I like it a
Yeah.
lot more this time.
I think his chest should have been inverted. His chest should have been red where it's black and black where it's red, just to break up the red in the chest a little
So it's
bit,
not so ready.
because it's very
Ready.
like red. But I'll get used to it. I like it a lot. The ghost icon for Tokon Boost looks really cool, and it's supposed to have electronics and stuff in it. So that'll again, just like Shift Tridon, it'll prove my point that these gimmicks would have been more fun with electronics.
Yeah, and the ghost icons would have been perfect for that too.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate, but I mean everything looks cool, and I'm glad that there's gonna be like a more hierarchy of villain going on, because I don't know what Aaron or Alan or however you want to say it, I don't know what the fuck he's up to.
Alan Matthews, Corey's dad's actually the main villain.
I'm not even sure if like he's a Ganma or if he's just a little asshole. So.
Or a little asshole gunman. It could be both.
So I don't know, but yeah, there's scans, yippee, stuff.
We'll be back next week with more scans, maybe. I don't
Probably.
know. Seems like we just talk about scans a lot more often than we usually do. They're not scans if they're not in the magazine. Look, there's scans. Stupid past me.
And the Dino Supercharged toys have started hitting Canada and now California. So they should be trickling their way across the country at some point, hopefully.
I don't know how, but somehow, like, the pictures of the Aqua Cycle, the bike figures got worse.
They did. They got
Like,
less paint.
it's, I mean, they had two tones. I mean, did you have to take away one of the tones?
The bikes got more plastic, so they're like, we gotta not paint this figure.
Like, I don't know what their problem is with those. They just can't do it. Like, it's embarrassing.
We added shit to this bike. How do we make it more affordable? Just don't paint this guy's chest.
It's ridiculous. Like, it looks like when in the factory before they've given him their coat of paint, like they're just blank. You know what it looks like? It looks like the little blank colored chest pieces the in Space Rangers used. Like, it's stupid. Like, they sort of, I mean, the Dino Charge regular figures are nothing to write home about, but I like that they sort of made them 5-inch figures again, and at least giving them the sashes made it a little bit better, but damn. Straight up fucked it up, especially like Cyan looks super. Not like the movie. Otherwise, it would be awesome. Otherwise, McLovin would be there. It would be a gay old time. And, like, I mentioned this on Twitter, but just for me personally, with the, I know that, like, Supercharge is Carnival, but, like, they have Superdrive all over the packages.
Yeah.
And then, like, the first launch wave, aside from, like, you know, the Supercharge T-Rex figure, is all the Dino Armor X or whatever. Not Dino Armor X. Dino Steel. There we go. And that's super boring for me. Like, that was the nice thing about Super Mega Force, the toy line, is it was a lot of excitement because we're getting brand new suits, brand new figures. Even with Samurai, like, oh, look, these new modes. And it was all pumped up. And, like, the fact that they're sort of pumping up Dino Drive, it would have been – or Super Drive, I mean. It would have been cooler to get that. It's just so underwhelming. Like, the most exciting thing about the first wave is Carnival and then Scion.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just such a boring
thing. Is
Aquave
even part of the first wave?
I don't even know, but it's on the back of the box, so.
I think the first wave's just Supercharge and then the five.
That's even more boring.
Dino Steels. I think the next wave after that's going to be Cyan, Dino Drive Gold, Dino Drive Graphite.
Purple?
Plesio, or Purple.
Plesio Ranger.
And Plesiocharge Megazord, maybe? I know Neo Zeltrax is getting a figure.
He's probably Hyde, or Jekyll, or whatever his name is. Jekyll's Snide.
Snide is the...
Yeah, it's probably him.
The monster form, so...
I'm surprised we didn't get more Triple Diamond or crossover confirmed people happening. But it's just really boring. Like, I know that the Dino Drive figures appeared. I mean, forms appeared in the series already, but I would have been even okay with them doing Dino Steel as, like, the second wave of Dino Charge, or the second, you know, core wave or whatever. And then done Dino Drive and then Super Drive, because at least that would have been a little bit more exciting for me. Especially after, like, the past couple years where, since we have a split season, there was still that excitement of the new series, and this one just isn't doing it for me.
Yeah. Like, I'll be excited once those new Rangers come out and, like, Super Drive figures and stuff come out.
Yeah.
Like you said, Dino Steel doesn't do a whole lot for me because I don't really care about individual weapons. So, I mean, honestly, if you would have just gave me Dino Steel first, or not at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if we didn't have them because there's so many other cool things for Dino Charge's toys.
Or help make Dino Steel one of those, like, little five-figure packs that Toys R Us does instead of repackaging old shit.
That would actually be perfect, like, because honestly, there's just so many other cool things. I mean, we have so many Rangers, and then we have the Dino Drive mode, and then I think the Core 5 are only getting it, but if they wanted to, they could do, you know, what-ifs for the other ones. They've done that before. We got SWAT mode, Omega, and Shadow Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's just so many other cool things to be done, and it's just kind of a bummer, because, like, the most exciting figures, or at least the most excitement I get for figures usually is around this time of year, because it's, like, launching the new year, and... And I was like, oh boy, these really boring figures in Carnival. I don't even get Cyan right away. Like, that was my main excitement about Dino Charge, was getting figures of Cyan, Graphite, and I'm like mixing them all up between Dino Charge and Caricature's colors, Cyan, Graphite, and Purple, and just like all the ones that we didn't get really anything for in Caricature because Japan hates figures.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a disappointment.
So I think everything that's been spotted right now is Plesiocharge Megazord, the Dinosticus Zord, as well as the, yeah, basically it's like exactly what he looks like. And all the repaints, like the purple Pachyzord, the blue Ammonite Zord. I think those are the three Zords that are out. There's the Supercharge Morpher, which is Mini Tira. There's this Nerf gun sort of Dino Charge Morpher.
It's Nerf or nothing.
Basically. Some Chargers are out, but they all look like repackages of older Chargers.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new on that front.
It just doesn't seem that exciting.
And the then squished. A Carnival bike and a Cyan bike.
That and Gold's bike, too. I don't know if that's been spotted here.
The Gold bike's a repackage.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I just glanced at it and saw Gold. We still haven't gotten Gold's Morpher, even if it is one of the dinky little...
Yeah, Gold's Morpher and Gold Saber are, like, gone. They haven't showed up on the internet. They haven't showed up on anywhere.
That's so bad. Like, that's. They used to, like, that used to be, like, the next, like, event. Like, you get the first toys, and then you'd get, like, the Six Rangers stuff, and it was, like, a proper Morpher and
Like, we got
everything.
all of his shit, except none of his ship. I mean, we got his bike, we got his sword, we got mix and morphs, we got everything related to this guy except his morpher. So I either hope he gets repackaged or supercharged or ends up getting released somewhere somehow, or because I need it for my collection. I don't really want it, I just need it though.
The distribution's all messed up.
Yeah, like though I mean distribution is messed up, but I don't even know if this is distribution. Like, even with distribution problems, they still pop up somewhere. Like, this hasn't
Yeah,
popped
that's
up
true.
anywhere.
Like, just the whole, they're just generally messy everything in like this last tail end of Dino Charge's toy.
Yeah.
Because I think there was that also the deluxe training sets at Toys R Us, and I haven't seen that here either. Have you seen
Oh,
that?
for the Gold Ranger? I think I've seen that.
Yeah, because I haven't. I was seeing if that was anywhere, and I don't know. I still like I'm I because it's been so long now. I know they've been online, but I just don't care enough to order them. But I still haven't seen the villain figures anyway.
I haven't seen the second wave. I've seen the first wave, obviously, because I bought it, but second wave I never found. I had to
And it's funny, like,
outsource.
there's even things that I haven't seen that, like, I don't think about looking for all the time. Like, I guess Pockies are super hard to find. But there's, like, a bunch of stuff that I've either got right away or that I ordered online that I don't realize till later that I've never actually seen in person, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I've seen Ammonite and Pocky a couple times, which I probably should have picked them up because I didn't know people were having such a hard time. But like the Terra Charge Megazord, I hardly saw until about a week or two ago. They started popping up almost everywhere now. The like graphite and gold figures, I hardly found until about a week or two ago. It's been bad.
Honestly, like, for most of the time, like, my most local stores have basically had the same setup as they did when Dino Charge came out. Which is just kind of weird. Like, I hope it's not quite as bad for Supercharge.
Hopefully. Or hopefully not, or whatever you want to look at it. Stuff, I
Little of
don't
both.
know. Whatever, man.
Right, is that it for the news?
Yeah, I think so. I still need to buy the Blade Blaster.
I forgot about that. It's
Oh,
still
you
so
said
underwhelming.
in stock online. I'm like, I don't wanna.
I'm gonna wait to person. They did released everything cool ever first, and then they released the Blade Blaster. If they would have released it back when, like, the first Power Morpher came out and the Megazord came out, it would have been like, oh, so cool, but you gave us the other stuff first. Blade Blaster's out. Finally, we can move on to Zeo. We're not done yet.
Gotta release some Morphers 5 more times.
If we get the Ninja Coins, I'm fine.
What?
I mean, like, if they release the Morpher again for Ninja Coins, I would buy it. Like, it would just a straight up Legacy Morpher, same
Oh,
Morpher,
yeah,
the
if it
Ninja
was only
Coins.
one, yeah, but we're gonna have to buy like all of them.
Well, they're just gonna be including. I guess they do have double coins. I forgot about that. I don't know, but I mean, like the Season 3 Zords and stuff. Like, I want to get that. Like, we're almost done. It's like people keep jumping.
Yeah.
Legacy Titanium Morpher. Now that's like way far ahead. Settle down. You can get your legacy box later. Okay. I think that's it, though.
Yes.
Don't think we missed anything. All right. Now it's time for.
Superhero time. Ooh.
This is where Kevin does the ninja and then that weird ghost thing with I'm still not sure what it is. But it kind of it makes me laugh and scares me a little bit at the same time. So maybe that's the intent. So Ninja this week was about magic.
So he had this annoying little bitch girl. And and Yakumo trying to pretend that everyone was Magiranger 2.0. Which I feel someone on staff really wanted that. And this was like their wet dream episode.
They just got finishing, or they just got finished binge watching all the Harry Potter movies over the weekend. So they're like, fuck yeah, magic.
Like, when they did the roll call and said that they were Maho Sentai Magi, I forgot what the fuck they called themselves. But I'm like, some guy on staff just like blew his load right there.
That's because after Juojo, they're going to do another Magic Sentai, except it's going to be essentially like the ninja.
Oh, God.
Where no. They just bring in like Magi Rangers randomly, and then like Wizard shows up at one point. Nicolas Cage also makes an appearance.
Seems legit.
But it kind of, the concept of them pretending to be magic themed kind of amused me. And I suppose on at least some small level it was nice to see Magiello, but it's just like I'm not a fan of that whole like lifeless cameo thing.
Yeah, like that's kind of what this felt like.
I'm curious, like, because obviously this is the 39th Sentai, but it's the 40th year, and they're doing some of this because of that. And, like, if Ninja was coherent, some of the stuff they do with that could have been neat. Like, I still think they should cool it with that, but, like, in terms of if they somehow connected Ninja's storyline more to somehow tie to Cockranger and Hurricanger more and lean more on the Magiranger as well and sort of make it in that Gokaiger team-up universe, and I don't know, like, they could have just done it better. Like, here, it honestly just seems random. Uh-huh. Like, when they first did that special, and I think he was just like at the very end when Aquaranger showed up, like it was clear, like, okay, this is the 40th year. But now it just seems like they're throwing people out there because they're trying to distract us from the fact that nothing's happening.
Yeah, like I want to know what it is. Like, I know this is the 40th year, so they're like, oh, it's kind of like an anniversary, so we'll bring some people back. And I was like, oh, it's Hurricane Red and Ninja Red, ninjas and stuff. And they're like, oh, hey, here's Jiraiya. He's a ninja, too. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then they're like, here's Tsubasa. Because, you know, this guy, he's magic. Huh?
I'm like, it works?
I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing. I don't want to see what you're doing, but I see what you're doing. I'm not sure. Not sure quite what to think of you yet. So just kind of back away a little bit and let me think about this. It was completely fucking wasted too. Like he popped in at the very end.
He was the very end, yeah.
And just to pick up the girl and to transform on screen so kids knew who he was. And then he flew off on the Skyhokey or whatever the fuck they're calling Magiranger and flew off. Like you're totally worth the paycheck, bro. Like it was great seeing him again because I love his actor. I love Jin and Tsubasa's great and all that. So it was great to see him again, but there was nothing there. There was no like feelings there. He was just like, oh look, I'm Tsubasa, and
pretty much.
And he left, like, which was awful because I feel like if he would have been included as much as like Jiraiya was, or the previous Ninja Rangers, I probably would have been okay with it just because it was Tsubasa. But because he was so underused in it, I just felt like it was, like you said, soulless. It was just there to go, duh, anniversary.
It just seems so random. Like, if they would have thought about it, it could have been a cohesive stuff that has gone on with it. It's just all of them. I mean, the other ones that have happened were a little bit better done, but all of them just seem kind of out of left field. I mean, I understand the ninja one, but it becomes confusing because I feel like they spent so many years without these being connected outside their Versus movies, and that now they want them to be connected, but uh-huh. They don't. Like, they don't know what they want to do. Like, for God's sake, the beginning of the Sentai Versus movies literally said two teams that should never have met. It's like, they don't say that anymore. Like, so, the same thing with writers. Like, I'm not sure whether they know whether they're trying to connect the universes or not. So it makes it really confusing.
I don't even know.
God only knows what's going to happen in Zoolander, which is technically actually like the 40th series.
God, please be Bokenger. Please just be light and...
Please just design your monsters after something funny. Design all your monsters after Morphers or something. I don't know.
Be really light on the anniversary. Make it sort of gimmicky and fun to notice and try to figure out. And please don't shove all these people in here. Please do, just if you want to, just do it in a movie, please.
Just do like you did with Bokenger and Gowranger, and do the versus Super Sentai and bring like five random people back.
Yeah.
That's how you can do it, instead of five random people invading the show. I liked the idea of the versus Super Sentai movies and like Once a Ranger of just kind of bringing, instead of one team or whatever, bring five random people back.
Yeah.
Or like a greatest hits, and that was kind of neat. But then just leave it at that. Because Gowranger was, the Gowranger did Gowranger versus Super Sentai. I feel like I said Gowranger a million times just now. But
speaking of, I wouldn't be too surprised if Gowranger made appearances in Geoger.
Oh, probably.
I'm hoping on it just being a movie, but at this point, I have no idea.
Anybody that ever looked like an animal, like Live Man, will be in there. Like everybody, whoever
Live
was
Man,
there.
Geki Ranger.
One of them's gonna be a firefighter, so like all of a sudden, Lightspeed Rescue is gonna be in there.
He was my firefighting teacher.
Oh man. Or he's just a really big fan of Chicago Fire on NBC, so like all of a sudden Lightspeed Rescue comes in.
Backing up a little bit.
Chicago Fire?
Well, no, but like in Magiranger, they were magical because of their relations to the Sky Saints.
They had relations with... I did not have sexual relations with that Sky Saint.
So how the fuck does he teach magic?
Like just believe!
You can't connect these.
That's like, what I'm talking about, with like, they're not supposed to be connected. Like, Magiranger's from a time when everything was self-contained. and like, even the ninja, like, Kakuranger and Hurricaneranger's storylines didn't interconnect, and they don't even really connect to this one. It's like, they're in this really weird place where they don't know what to do, and that was the nice thing about that is you can write series and not have to worry about interfering with each other's mythologies. And I feel like the kids aren't going to notice because they probably didn't watch Magiranger.
Probably not. They might not even know what a Magiranger is.
Probably they're probably like, what the hell kind of costume is Go on Gold. Beatbuster. But where's Mike Gim? That's my question. Like...
It was a thing that I was not happy with.
See, that seems like the ninja every week. We're sort of in like the home stretch though, which is kind of nice.
This was 38, so we got about maybe 9 or so left. I don't know when.
And I still feel like nothing has happened.
We'll know how many we have left. Once the Geoger scans come out, we have a premiere date for that.
Looking forward to that, because there's at least that time where you're excited because it's new.
There's actually a chance that we'll get Geodra scans by next podcast.
That would be awesome. Like, so, I was so excited when the ninja first happened because the suits are so awesome. Like,
they are, and they still are. And to an extent, I do like the mecha.
Yeah.
But, oh god, the show.
Like, those suits don't deserve what show happened to them.
Like I'm super happy that everything I'm hearing is a focus on Ninja probably being adapted for PR, because I like you said, I love these suits. These suits are great, and plus we already have 3 Rangers as figures already.
Yeah,
and like I said, these suits are so good, and I think Shurikenshin's design warrants itself to Zord Builder pretty well, and. So, like, I just... As much as I think I'd rather see Tokyudra at this point, I want to see something good come out of Ninja, because I don't think by the time the show ends, I'll feel positive about it. By the time Tokyudra ended, I felt really positive about the show.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't see it happening, because at this point with Tokyudra, I was enjoying it.
Like, as I mentioned before, that even though I was... down on Tokyo a lot. I at least had enough connections to it of things I at least cared a little bit about that helped me, like, carry through to the end too. Like, but there's like nothing right now that I really care about, because like even before I quit, there was at least things I was slightly invested in enough. But I don't have that with this. And like, if we do Tokyuger next, we should just go in order. Let's just do that. It's easier. What's next? Just go in order. But I don't want them to go over in a ninja, because I'd like to get stuff for that. Like, can we just? I'm fine if we skip Tokyuger. Just give me an Orange Ranger figure out of nowhere. Like, just do it. Like, just call him the Orange Ninja Train Ranger. No one will fucking notice. Because like, I'm fine with getting both. Like, it's kind of neat that we can skip around, but honestly, I'm fine with going in order, just because I like to get, like, figures of the Sentais we've watched and get whatever neat things come out of it creatively.
Again, another benefit of going to Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
And then they can swear. They'll be like, or they can just go, damn, or hell, and it'll just fire up the forums. It'll be super edgy.
Speaking of firing up, Ghost?
Confession, I did not watch it this week.
That's sad.
I got home so late today.
It was actually really good.
But I'm betting what happened. Ghost got a form, he hugged someone, and Spectre was kind of a douche. Did that happen?
You got 2 out of 3.
Alright, but which one didn't happen?
He didn't hug anyone.
Oh, damn. That's literally, my favorite part.
Literally, Billy the Kid's existence, the mangy tooth guy, I think his name is Sainoji, I think is his name. He, really quick summary, he worked with Takaru's dad.
Oh.
And something they did opened up a portal to the Ganma world. Spectre and his sister got sucked in. And so whatever happened there is how his sister got trapped into a ghost icon.
Oh, that's kind of neat, though.
And so,
of course, I missed 1 week something actually happened.
He's trying to get all the ghost icons, obviously, to bring his sister back. And then, like, me and Kevin were talking about last week with that line about knowing Akari. Apparently, Takaru, Akari, and Spectre were all childhood friends. Except when Spectre got sucked in, that was 10 years ago. And so they don't recognize each other.
Oh, that apparently. Makes sense, I guess.
And so he's starting to connect the dots, because Takaru said something that he said when he was little, and then someone called out his name as Takaru, and he's like, oh shit, wait. And so he scampered off, and now he's trying to figure out what to do with his life. So I don't know how long his douchebaggery is going to continue. I feel like if he realizes that Takaru is Takaru as his friend, if he just kind of goes, hey, my sister got stuck in a ghost icon, I need the ghost icons to make her alive again, I feel like Takaru is the kind of guy that would probably give up his life. He just seems like that kind of dude.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a lot of bickering over something that could just be communicated. But
that's Toku fighting over misunderstandings.
Like I said, that could be remedied pretty soon. In fact, I know that's going to be remedied pretty soon, because we should have all of the ghost icons by 2 weeks from now, I think. I think it was around the time that the Movie War Genesis movie comes out is when we have that episode that's like, gather the 15 icons or whatever. I can't remember if it's... I think it's Alan. I'm just going to call him Alan because it's easier for me to say than Aran or whatever.
Aran. It just makes you sound...
So I'm just going to keep calling him Alan. Aran.
Sorry. It sounds like you just got punched in the face and your tongue's
exactly why I don't
want to
call him
it.
That. But Alan said something along the lines of, I only need one more icon. So I don't know what he's doing. Or if he has a lot of icons that we don't see, which I think is a possibility. Because how Billy the Kid came to fruition, Sainoji, the mangy tooth guy, went to this, like, Western shop and was like, here's a hat that belonged to your favorite dude in the world. And so the shopkeepers are like flipping the fuck out. He's like, "Oh my god, it's Billy the Kid's hat!" And so he started glowing, and the mangy tooth guy did like the ghost eye motions with his hand, and it the hat glowed and made the icon, because he had a not a full ghost driver, but just that like face plate in the front without the cover on it. He had that in a briefcase and just spit out the ghost icon. But Akari and priest dude, Onaji,
That's his name.
followed him to like an abandoned warehouse because it's Toku, and got it back thanks to the power of the Spider Lantern and the Bat Clock. And so he got Billy the Kid at the end, was like, "Oh, look, buy our toys." And then they had the Iguana Ghost Striker, was like, "Hey, this came out too, buy more toys." And it ended in a cliffhanger to be continued, sort of thing. But I'm not gonna say that it's making me love the show, but this episode did a lot of plot progression, or rather plot revealing, because the show was very thin in plot before this. The villains are starting to sort of do something. Spectre's past and stuff is starting to get more revealed, and
Revealed.
I hate saying that.
The war is like ruined
It
forever.
is, it really is. But no, this episode was actually really good. So watch it before next week, please.
I will. It was just I got home super late this week, and I was like, "Well,
It
Kevin will be there." And
itself was pretty late, so I understand that.
because I was watching the Ninja yesterday, and I went over to where I watch Ghost, and it wasn't there.
It
So I was
didn't
like,
come out until like yesterday afternoon,
"Oh, so that
so.
works. That seems right." But like, I'm glad to hear that there's actually more stuff going on. Because the Ghost hasn't been awful. It's just there hasn't been a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, other than introducing every form of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's nice. Like I said, it's not enough to make you go, "Oh man, this show's great," but it's starting to pick up a little bit, and I think as long as it can continue to be a little bit more plot driven, I'll enjoy it. It probably won't end up being my favorite or anything because I still don't like any of these characters. But at least the plot will be interesting enough to carry me. So, it was interesting in that regard, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens after December, since I feel like the entire can not necessarily the entire plot, because it's so thin right now, but the entire kind of direction the show is going to change once the Ganma generals start pouring in, and Gaim? Is that what I just said? Okay. I've been on a really big game kick this week. I'm sorry. Like Ghost having Tokon boost and stuff. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I'm hoping that now that they're by December, like all 15 icons will be in play and they just start regurgitating toys everywhere. I think that like
I think that dogs will
dog
bark.
they heard a tiny little noise outside probably and they're flipping a shit. Because that's what they do. But I feel with all the ghost icons being out in play this early, and the entire beginning of the show just being like form, 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 they'll be out of things to do, and it's like, okay, here's our show. Like I feel like that's what Ghost is. Like this entire 99-day to gather the icons arc was literally just, here's all the fucking toys. Okay, we're done with that. All right, let's start the show.
That would be nice, and hopefully it's not all right. It's time for wave two. Toy. Here's more toys.
Because, I mean, we're supposed to have all 15 icons in play by the middle of December, but a lot of the icons aren't coming out until like January or February even. So I'm thinking like they'll all be gathered because Alan's been gathering ghost icons off screen. And then, like, something's gonna happen to have them split up. And, like, some go here, some go there. And so, like, Ghost and Spectre are gonna have to get some back from Alan's group or vice versa. And we'll see where that goes. But so obviously, even if they appear on screen, They're not going to actually be used for forms until their actual toys come out. But I'm hoping that just by introducing everything so quickly that there'll be less of a focus on here's a new form, here's a new form, here's a new form, here's a new form, here's a new rider, here's a new form, here's a new form, here's a new form, over and over and over and over again. So I haven't given up hope on the show just yet. This episode did a lot to make me give a little bit more hope for it turning around.
Ghost hope instead of dino hope. Stupid dino hope.
I still don't even know what that is.
Neither do I.
It was explained really poorly. But speaking of dino hope.
Boom. Brilliant segue. Dino hope brought to our Lord and Savior, Chip Lynn.
Okay, so there was an asshole and the plus two charge of Megazord.
Mr. And Rugby or whatever his name is.
Rugby, a run guy, I think. Though I like Mr. Rugby, that's a good name. Yeah, that guy was a fuck.
You know what's funny is they're like, all right, we need this guy to tell us where Plesiosaurus is 8. Hey, you know what else could tell you that? Google.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was so dumb. Like, we need this guy. I'm like, no, you don't. Do anybody have a phone? Like, anybody could call Kendall?
With Shelby supposed to be, like, a dinosaur master and Kendall's Kendall?
Like, it's really dumb, because all he essentially told him is, check the beach. Oh, good. Glad we made the trip.
Oh, man, I'm glad we have to check the beach for this water-dwelling dinosaur. I would have never thought.
Where would you find that? Where do you find fish? Like Times Square? Like, what do you think, people? Why are you so dumb?
Sir, can you tell me where I would find bluegill?
But luckily, the episode taught us the valuable lesson that there are no shitty people in the world, and they're actually just secretly good, and you can make them better.
Yeah.
I think it would have been better off if he was just a shitty guy.
I feel there like that's are what Ghost people. Was trying to tell us, too.
Really, what's trying to tell us?
Ghost.
Oh, yeah. There are no shitty people.
There are
people.
No shitty people. You just need to hug them.
They're all just being controlled by ghosts. Or Kilgrave. Either one. Let's see, though. So, you know what was really dumb? I don't remember like how in any way it related to Curiodrews, but I think the whole making it be sick because it wasn't near its energem was extremely stupid, considering points multiple people have brought up about how Ivan bonded with his hundreds of years ago and Coda's thousands of years ago. And apparently whoever has Aquas also has not been in contact with the Zord, and they're all fine.
I don't know why everyone's bitching. They explained it in the show.
Did they? Well, they said some.
Yes.
Some. They said some, and it was one. One, this is the first instance. My point is that I don't understand why him being sick was necessary to the plot. Why couldn't it just be, hey, we gotta find him? He's awake.
Some Zords need their energy.
Like, that's not a good explanation. Like, I fully expect then the Titanosaurus or whatever to be sniffling. Like, if you're gonna be, because there's been nothing so far. But, like, my point is, like, why did they have to even have the sick plot? Because they had to find the Zord anyway. So,
I'm checking.
Because I don't recall any footage even in this episode that really...
None of the used footage required him to be sick.
Yeah, so, like, I don't understand. I mean, all they really needed for the plot was, all right, Albert awakened this Zord. You know, it's been running around wherever in the hell in New Zealand. We need to go get it.
Let's see. Plezom is returning from space with his partner, Kiri Violet. Plezom is attacked while entering Earth's atmosphere. He lands on the beach. Kiri, the Debo monster in that episode was the meteor guy. His weapons were Metsu balls. I read them as Matzo balls. Anyway, no. Like, literally, he just got hurt getting back into Earth.
But see, even so,
That was
like, none of
it.
the footage, like, none of the footage we used, even so, like, has anything to do with it. Like, I just didn't understand why that, the sick thing was necessary. Because they could have just said,
It
oh, hey,
wasn't at all.
It could have just been like, oh, let's go find it, or, oh, it's been awake, people have been spotting it, we better get it out of there before it draws too much attention. That's all. There was, like, no reason for the sick plot line.
Or, oh, he got bashed in the head by the meteor guy. We need to fucking rescue his ass.
Because they did, like you said, they did cover themselves with the sun, but that just is so flimsy just because
like,
nothing's happened yet with that.
Legitimately, they could have took this entire episode, kept the same exact plot, and not once mentioned that he was sick, and it would have been the exact same story. And would have made more sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they needed to include that. Because I was watching and I was like, well, maybe there's something from Courage I'm forgetting that like they need that, but there was like, even if we just proved there really wasn't, but like, even if there wasn't, there, or was, I mean, there was nothing in the episode they used that. So I don't know. And you know what else is kind of bothers me is that I kind of wish they had kept Albert around for like the Zord debut or something. You know, it seemed like everything happened so quickly.
Even if he unbonded, he could have hung out and been a bro.
That's just, I don't know.
Even
it's just
a
kind
bro
of
that doesn't read the newspaper, but
well, you know what's funny about that is that since he didn't know what Power Rangers were, but he hunts like myths and stuff.
I know.
You think he would be up on that?
I'm like, Albert, what's wrong? This guy knows what Rangers are and knows that they use swords.
Yeah, like that. I would be totally fine with somebody like a civilian in the Power Rangers universe not knowing what a Zord is, but not the Power Rangers themselves. But he knew everything, so I guess it's a case by case basis. But yeah, that just kind of bothered me, just because it kind of adds to the sort of confusion about like the rules they make up as they go along, like the Energem Fit of the Week sponsored by Verizon. Like, I just thought it was kind of a waste that they're still
this
in New Zealand.
This was the Zord Fit of the Week instead.
Pretty much.
He wasn't really sick. He was just hungry.
You wanted that Snickers you're going to get with that iPad. But, like, since they were still in New Zealand, it just seemed like kind of a waste to, like, so quickly run through Albert and then the Zord. And then I don't remember exactly all the logistics of how involved Violet was with the Zord, but it's so awkward to have the Violet Ranger or the Purple Ranger Zord debut without a Purple Ranger present at all. It just seems so weird. I think Courage sort of did the same thing.
Yeah,
but was Olshade there?
In this episode, he was there. He gave the Jidenshi to Kiryu Red because his back hurt. Sorry, Kiryu Red went and piloted Plezon.
But, like, it seems like even more, I don't know maybe why it seems more awkward in PR. Maybe it's just, like, the way my mind works for PR. But it seems like the Rangers just went around stealing all the Purple Ranger shit. Like, boom, give me your suit. Boom, give me your Zord. So,
basically,
it was okay. It's kind of bothered by some things. Next week, at least Kendall's going to be transforming. I think we're at least going to try to get someone else to bond to it.
I saw that clip. I'm like, what?
I haven't even seen the clip.
It was
I think there was
silly.
There's probably a preview image of somebody standing around. I'm not sure that might be around yet.
It's a murder train coming to get me.
It's coming over from Aerosol's town. Okay, is that about it? For them dino chargers?
Yep, doop, yep.
Alright. Now it's time for
Rambo, Rambo, Rambo time.
Yeehaw! I don't know. I was going with the whole weird accent theme.
Got it.
So, Pokemon was about friendship this week. No, what was it about? Hold on.
They were making a movie about Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of dumb, but
I liked the movie. Kinda, I didn't like everything before it.
It was just kind of, it was so weird. And, like, Hawlucha was, like, Pikachu's body double, sort of, and yeah, that was a thing. But I'm surprised Ash didn't try to leave Pikachu at his true home again. This is your true home.
This is your true home to be a movie star with this creepy old guy.
Oh, yeah, so I forgot that was a thing. I always like I watch Pokemon and then within like an hour I erase it from my mind.
That's fair.
But honestly, there wasn't much else on this week. I don't know about Turtles. Obviously, Kevin's not here, but I don't know if that
the
was
Half Shell Heroes special was on, and
oh,
I
I forgot
actually
about
forgot
that.
To watch that. I have it taped. It's been a busy past couple days. I haven't got around to watching
I
it.
Have a feeling. Supergirl was on this week, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
and
was
it
Doctor
wasn't.
Who, but we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Well, I just figured
we'll get to that last because there's more to talk about with that
yeah.
than anything else.
Because this episode was kind of okay. I liked last week's better. For Supergirl. Not Doctor Who. Well, I guess that's true for Doctor Who, too. So, yeah, Supergirl.
I do think that the previous week's was more enjoyable.
Which is
watching
technically
them,
this week's.
Watching them
timey-wimey.
Out of order was kind of strange.
Yeah. Because, like, last week you didn't feel like you missed anything, but this week it was, like, apparent that this took place first.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because there's, like, specific call-outs to things. Like, notably for me was when Kat mentioned Kara's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it really flippantly, like, psh, I don't give a fuck. Like, after they had the heart-to-heart last week, and, like, if you didn't know they, you know, switched around the episode, you're probably like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's like, dude, you guys just talked about it. Like, what the fuck?
And, like, this stuff with Jimmy Olsen and his girlfriend was, like, the only thing that I really noticed last week that we missed,
yeah.
And so we got that piece here. But, like, there was other things that were, like, notable call-outs with that, and,
They're starting to get suspicious of Hank here, and then
yeah.
It, like, solidifies in the next episode, but didn't really feel weird in the last episode.
Yeah, it's strange, but he was, like, way more creeper in this one, because he turned his red eyes black dragon on and dug around all up in that bomb's guts.
He fondled the bomb, and...
It gives a whole new meaning to the term finger bang. Classic bomb humor. But yeah, it was just a pretty average episode. I mean, I really wasn't all that into the whole babysitting plot and all that shenanigans. And I don't have too much else to say. I thought last week slash what should be this week's was stronger.
Yeah, it still wasn't bad, and I think it did a lot for her character. Though, again, it's one of those, she grew a lot in Livewire, but she grew a lot here too, so it was kind of like this weird sort of wheel of growth.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Spacey Wacy.
Basically, it was a really good episode, though, but...
All right, but now I think Doctor Who then?
Oh, we've read about Lord is an asshole. That's
Lord.
About it. The bad guy.
Oh yeah. I was going to mention how I kind of like how you know, like the main plot of the series is the like the escape convicts and stuff, but I like how there's other things going on. Like I guess the past few weeks has been that way. Like, you have that guy going on, and, like, every week isn't always an alien from the ship, and I'm glad they didn't just stick to that formula.
This was episode 4/5, and the last time they had anyone from the prison
it was, like,
episode
the pilot.
Two.
Or, yeah, or not the pilot. Yeah, episode 2. So, like, I like that they've established that it's not just going to be that formula.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to mention that, and, like, this week when we sort of set him up as sort of a B-villain, that kind of made me think of that again. I forgot about that. I forgot his name, too. I had no idea what his name was.
Maxwell
it was just
Lord.
Douchey business guy. Douchey business guy that danced with Kat that one time. But then Doctor Who, then?
Yeah.
All right, so we got two episodes to talk about.
The sleepy one was really strange. I didn't like it.
It was, like, I still don't know what happened at the end. Like, who won?
I don't know.
Like, even the doctor was like, this doesn't make any sense. It's like someone's movie. Like, it was super confusing and kind of weird. And like, the ending was just kind of like, what the hell? Like, it was creepy. It was really creepy. Like, the creep factor of that scene where... It seemed like, oh, well, I'm just aside. And then he, like, brushes out his eye and he starts melting sand. Like, that was well done, creepy-wise. But I just, everything else about it was real strange. And I'm still not sure what I think of it. And I'm still not sure entirely what the plot was either.
I'm not sure. It left me feeling really weird.
Something about the sleep in your eyes becoming a monster, which sounds like a really stupid concept if you say it like that. I don't
I
know.
felt really weird rubbing my eyes after that episode, though.
Yeah. Am I gonna just turn into sand? Am I gonna become Lyle from George of the Jungle? Ursula! Yeah, that was a real strange episode. And then you have the Raven one where Clara died. Now, did you know? I didn't know until the day of that this was her last episode. Did you know before?
I did not know until it was spoiled.
Because I was thinking about, like, maybe a little bit after the sleepy one aired, I was like, well, we're almost at the end of the season. I guess Clara's going to finish it out. Because it was weird that they never said anything. Because they announced her departure fairly early into series 8, 9, 9.
Yeah.
And so, but they never said, like, oh, she's leaving tomorrow, she's leaving halfway through, she's leaving three quarters of the way through, she's leaving at the end, she's leaving at Christmas. They never said anything. And so I was wondering about that, and I was thinking she'll probably make it to the end. And then, like, the day of this episode, I saw a couple tweets. They weren't direct, but they were vague enough that I totally understood what it was about. And then also, BBC America's, like, or like Doctor Who page, I guess, sort of semi-spoiled it. Like, they didn't come right out and say it, but you kind of knew. So I was kind of prepared for it, but it was real strange for me, though. I mean, I feel like in a way, it didn't have as much impact on me as some of the other departures.
There was very little build up to it.
Yeah, and it's not like. Like the last one, Amy and Rory's, they didn't necessarily have a storyline that built up to their death, but I think it's because I knew it was their last time, and like, so essentially, like, the first five episodes of Series 7 were like, all right, five more fun adventures with Amy and Rory, so you kind of felt that, you know what I mean? Like, it was like the, I don't want to say greatest hits, because that's like going in the past, but like a last hurrah, essentially, so, and then like, leading up to it, just you kind of felt the impact. And not that there weren't aspects of her like final scenes that weren't well done. Like I thought they were well acted between Capaldi and Jenna, and I loved some of the lines in it, like the doctor's not here, it's a deal with me, and like how he was so vengeful about it. And but it was just real strange. Like it just kind of came up all of a sudden. Like I know that. That Brian is just playing Hungry Hungry Hippos, like hardcore. No, but that we've known she's going to be leaving, and there has been sort of a reoccurring theme of her taking risks and whatnot. But it even with all that, though, it still just felt, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I don't say rushed, but it just, it was like a lack of impact, I guess, overall.
Like, I mean, I suppose we'll probably see more repercussions of it within with the next two episodes as the season ends. But like it just sort of it was a thing, and then as soon as she was like, "Well, I'll take the mark, we'll show them," I was like, "Well, she's done."
Yeah, like I knew as soon
She
as
went
that
out
guy,
trying to out doctor everyone.
pretty much, like I knew as soon as that person mentioned you can transfer the evil credits or whatever, I'm like, oh, she's totally gonna take it. That's how she dies. But yeah, there's just something about it. Like maybe like I said, it'll become a little bit more clear with the way things happen in the next episode or two or whatever. But it's just, I don't know. It was real strange. For sure. I think it's partly because I found out that morning it was happening, and I don't know, she just had so much importance put on her too. It seemed like such a quick departure. Like with her being the
Like
impossible girl
it was a
and
very kind of sweep under the rug death.
yeah, it was.
Like she was built up to be like the most important companion ever, and she just died because she got too cocky.
Pretty much, and because she met, I mean, she was the impossible girl. She, all these different versions of her met all the doctors, and she met the doctor when he was a kid, and it's like all this crazy stuff, and then I don't know. It was real strange. Real strange. And I was kind of hoping, like, before we found this out, that I know that, like, the sad or dramatic deaths make for really good departures, but like, I want a companion one time to just be like, kind of like Martha, I guess, and just leave. Like, hey, I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like, that'd be nice to get every once in a while. At least, like, Amy and Rose was sad, but at least they didn't really die in a way. I mean,
Like,
they got
it was
to live
sad
full
'cause they were
lives.
gone, but at the same time they got to live. I mean, it was a shitty time period to live in, but
Yeah.
they got to live.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really die. I mean, we saw their grave. It's like, it's because of time travel. I mean, so. But I liked their exit. I think there was just something about the build up to that. And it's weird because, like, Amy and Rory's, other than Clara's, those are the only two live companion departures I've seen. Because all the other ones were when I binged the first seasons. And so I knew when things were going to be happening. And so it's like, I don't know. I'm kind of curious who the next one's going to be. I'm going to assume we'll meet at Christmas. Maybe it is River. I don't think so, but
I just want it to be Christmas so I can see River again. River's fun. I just
she's
really want to
great.
see River and Capaldi. Like,
It's gonna be really interesting. Like I mentioned when she was announced, like I was totally satisfied with her story being wrapped up, but I'm really looking forward to seeing her play off Capaldi.
I was like, he'll know it's her, but she won't know it's him. So it'll be fun.
And what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, with the companion, like before she announced she was leaving, I always thought it would be cool that if we got like a companion and then instead of straight up replacing him later, like just have another one join them. Because I was thinking everyone's like, oh, we should replace Clara. I'm like, well, what if we just got another person on there? I mean, we had Amy and Rory for a bit.
I'd have
So
been fine with that.
I think it would be cool to have multiple companions for a little bit at some point, like in the manner of having like introduce a new one and then introduce a second one later, and I don't know, just do something cool, but we'll see. Is it one or two more episodes besides the Christmas special?
Two.
Okay, that's
It's
fine.
a two-part finale and then the Christmas special.
It's super weird the way that the whole season was all two-parters except for this little chunk here at the very end. There was a weird sleepy episode and then Clara's death.
Like, we just got rid of the sleepy episode and just extended Clara's death sequence.
Yeah. Just the sequence, like just
Just
more
the
slow motion screaming and like pushing her boobs out when she kept dying
sequence.
and like more death. But that would have been nice. Like maybe even it doesn't even have to be fully a part of the Raven thing, but just somehow led into it, like kind of like Arya Stark's two-parter in the very beginning, where it was like it was a
They were
two-parter, but they were
independent, but they
different.
flowed together.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a two-parter, but different. That would have been nice, especially since it's her last. I mean, it's not like she wasn't in the last episode, but it was just weird. All kinds of weird stuff. But and I feel like we don't have to wait as long between the Christmas special this time.
Yeah,
Maybe we didn't have to wait as long last time, but I don't remember when it ended.
I don't remember anything.
I just feel like there was a smidge of a, like a longer wait between. I don't remember anything ever with my name even. But yeah, strange stuffs. And there was nothing else really on this week, at least that we talk about, but there was a couple cool trailers. Like we got a proper Legends of Tomorrow trailer with like actual footage from the show, which is really neat. It's gonna be so cool. They're gonna be like time traveling and
My
costume
friend
changing.
described it as Rory became the doctor and chose a bunch of superheroes to be his companion.
That's awesome. That's a good way of putting it. Like it looks like so much fun. Like I've seen a couple behind the scenes pics and like teases about it, but like all the different like costume changes they'll do when they go to different eras and stuff.
Fucking heat wave. I love the 70s.
Link's in full-on gorilla mode in this series. Like that was basically his monologue throughout the whole trailer was It's just I still find it absolutely hilarious that his character is basically the funny, like comedically over aggressive version we always make fun of. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
But it looks so cool. It's going to be really neat. Like, I love that. I love Flash for all of its time travel and alternate universe stories. So, like, this one is definitely going to include all that, it looks like. And it's just going to be neat. And the lead-in's obviously going to be this crossover. So there's just so much to look forward to with that stuff.
I mean, we found out it's going to be Thursday.
Yeah, and apparently, like, the Vampire Diaries and the originals are moving to Friday, which I did not see coming.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either.
Neither was I.
I was expecting a Monday slot, but Thursday works for me.
Yeah, and it's like, awesome. It's an awesome day because it's Legends of Tomorrow and the 100. It's like CW just, like, kills it Tuesday onwards.
Maybe I'll actually watch that show.
You should.
I know I should, and I know I will. I promised I will. There's just problems right now.
Brian's 100 watch coming 2018.
But like it's such a good I mean, it's not really a good TV time right now because things are going to end for a couple weeks, and so everything's going to be like this sad episode of the podcast. But we've made it work so far, but. Like Monday is like Gotham Supergirl, and then Tuesday is Flash and iZombie and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Wednesday's Arrow, and now Thursday's Legends of Tomorrow. It's just like there's superhero everywhere.
Pretty much. And then you got all the Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy good time. It's crazy good time. You break, you buy. But yeah, it worked out really nicely with that. Although Thursdays is still pretty busy in terms of like my TV schedule, but
I don't watch like anything on Thursday. Big Bang like, moved to Thursday, and that's like the only show that I watch. Oh, Two
Grey's Anatomy on Thursdays. Heroes so. Reborn, Sleepy Hollow. Although Sleepy Hollow is moving to Fridays too. So damn. But yeah, that's. I'm looking forward to the 100 coming back too, like a lot. Like I mentioned, that's really good. But they're obviously banking a lot on it to move both the Vampire Diaries and the originals.
Yeah, that surprised me because those are still both like great shows for CW. So to put that much in Legend of Tomorrow to go, hey, we're gonna move some of our star shows to Friday, where things go to die.
Hopefully, like, I'm okay with the originals dying. Just keep Vampire Diaries around. I'm trying to remember what the 100 used to, I feel like it used to follow Arrow. Maybe it might have used to have been Wednesdays. I can't remember.
No, Arrow was always followed by Supernatural.
Was it?
I know it was from what I watched last season.
Because I thought it moved.
It would always pop up, I think.
Maybe it followed Flash. It might have followed Flash because 100 ended before iZombie started.
Okay, maybe that was it. I don't know.
Because things
sure.
moved around.
Yeah,
a lot.
I think that sounds right because it would pop up after one of the shows, and I would go, "Oh, there's that show that Dawson didn't show about."
Yeah, so because it's more of a half season type deal, mm-hmm. but good times ahead for that. And there's also the Civil War trailer, which looked really cool.
Yeah, that did look really cool.
Cap has the best movies.
He does. I'm sitting here going, like, I look at Thor, and I'm like, you just get, like, the shittiest fuck movies.
Like, the best part was when you hung up your hammer on the coat rack. I liked the first one a lot, though, but the second one was, like, dull.
Yeah, Dark. There was very little to enjoy about Dark World. Like, I still liked it, but it was just not that exciting at all.
It wasn't. There's just something missing.
It looked really cool. It was basically the next Avengers, except just like not labeled Avengers.
Well, and also what I like is that's what I was kind of worried about is there were so many people announced for it. And, like, because Cap's my favorite, and, like, I love his movies, and I was worried about him getting lost in the shuffle. But based on the trailer, it does a really good job of also being a sequel to Winter Soldier.
Yeah, it still seems really focused. Despite having such a large cast, it seems really focused on what it wants to do and what it wants to be.
Yeah, and because, like, all of the information we got and just it was kind of minimal. It almost made it seem like they were glossing over Bucky. And, like, I was worried about his whole follow-up storyline being glossed over in the background. But it's definitely like it's a sequel to the Avengers, and well, obviously it is technically a sequel to the Avengers and Winter Soldier, but I mean plot wise it feels like that, which is really nice. It's all really about Tony just being super jealous. Like, but we were like, we had a bromance. Like, we argued a lot, but I felt the sexual tension, and now you're going with a
Sorry,
guy named
he's my
Bucky.
friend. So was I.
Starts crying.
Everyone's just like, ah!
But yeah, it looks really good with that stuff. And it's funny because I was like arguing with myself in my head. I'm like, well, Tony's always kind of been like, fuck, I do what I want, guy. So like, why would he support this like Registration Act stuff and all this regulations? And then I realized it's probably because he's done fucked up with all the Ultron stuff.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting because they're trying to regulate Cap because he's a vigilante, and you know I'm a fan of vigilantes. Got to watch that Arrow and Flash. Clearly, don't watch enough DC TV.
No, of course not.
But yeah, that's gonna be really good. I'm really looking forward to that. Black suit of Spider-Man looks awesome. I mean, it looks a little cat-like, but they
I
can fix
missed
that.
him the first time I watched it.
It's so
Everyone's
fast.
like, "Oh my God, Black Panther." I'm like, "Wait, what?"
I saw like the body shot of him, like you know when Tony was doing body shots off his belly button. No, no, but like the regular just shot of him. But like I was trying to screen, not like a screenshot, but I was trying to find a frame when I was going through the trailer, and like I saw a shot I didn't even see of him kicking somebody. I don't remember who it was. I'm like, oh shit, look, there he is. It's like a ghost. It just happened so fast. No Spider-Man yet, though. I just want to see what the costume looks like.
I know.
You know they're saving the reveal for something, but still, like,
Oh,
come
yeah.
on, just show us the costume. Scarlet Witch has a new hairstyle again, too. Just FYI. That's all you care about because she's a girl. Hashtag feminism. I don't think there's anything else to mention from it. I didn't see Ant-Man, although he could have been on screen. He's so small, you didn't see him.
Yeah.
Now it's time for
Oh, I'm sorry.
laughter, laughter, laughter time. Ha
It was all just tweeted. Oh shit, I gotta put pants on today.
is the opposite of what Kevin just tweeted. He just said, oh shit, I gotta take my pants off.
It's time for tweet tweet, motherfucker.
Okay, so for our two questions, I found a kind of an older one. It's from like September, but from Devin Lee Dombowski. It says, "What are your stories of why you decided to do YouTube, and how did you all meet?" Technically, we all met in California, MorphaCon 3, or
Technically.
was it 4? But we've answered this a couple times before throughout the years. But honestly, I started my YouTube out of sort of boredom, and like just watching. At the time, there was like no Toku reviewers. It was like one, but watching other types of reviews, and I thought it seemed kind of fun, and I was kind of bored, so I decided, hey, what the hell? I have a camera, I have a bathroom, let's do this thing. And that's how that happened. Brian was held hostage by his friend Hefe.
I was held hostage at gunpoint
Told my friend I
and
was gonna do
was
this video.
demanded that I record a video. No, I hate just going over what he said, but it's a very similar story. I was really bored. I had just gotten the
Growing.
K-Touch. Was the item I just got? I got and the K Touch and the Dark Kabuto SH figure, and like Dawson said, there was hardly any Toku reviewers at the time. There was maybe like three or four, and so I was like, well, there's no one really doing this stuff, so it wouldn't be too difficult to kind of get my foot in the door. And at the time, I was really big on Transformers. I mean, I still am, but I was watching a lot of different Transformer reviewers. I was like, well, it seems fun. And then the whole hostage joke comes from the fact that my friend was like, hey, you should. Like, no harm will come from it. You might as well just try it. And so, I went for it and just sort of stuck with it. So, it's not a super thrilling story or anything.
Not really.
So I was just kind of bored and peer pressured into it. That's basically that story.
I don't remember what Kevin's is.
Kevin's, I actually know Kevin's story. Kevin,
he did it because you did. No.
Kinda.
Do I tear, Michael?
This was when we had the CS Toys forums.
Yeah, because somebody wanted him to do a video of something.
Yeah, someone wanted him to do a video of the Rekka Daisanto from Shinkenger. And so he did that, and then as he was showing off what he had bought on the forums, people were like, oh, do a video on that. Because, like, again, at the time, even though I kind of started my progress of where I am today, I didn't have as much stuff as he did. And, like we kept saying, there wasn't that many Toku reviewers when we had things like the CS Toys forums. And so, like, when he bought, like, a Rouse Absorber from Blade, people were like, oh, you should do a video on that. And so he did a video on that, and then it just kind of kept going from there until he was at the same point that I was at in just buying new toy from current line, review said toy from current line.
And repeat until insane.
Repeat until you don't want to toku anymore. Well, that's where I'm at right now.
Repeat until you run into the arms of Tickle.
and so that's his story. Mentioning the CS Toys forums, that's kind of how this all happened. I met Kevin through the CS Toys live stream chat, and I just started messaging through YouTube, right?
Yeah, like, I think that's how we first started talking, because I remember our earliest conversations were from IM, but I don't remember how we got started talking. I guess it was YouTube.
Because didn't you, like, subscribe to me and I sent you a message?
Yeah, and, like, weren't you not even subscribed to me?
I wasn't subscribed to you, even though I watched, like, half of your video library.
I'm so sure. Yeah, I think that's how it happened. I think you messaged me.
You had an extremely gay voice.
And it's gotten, like, slightly less gay, but still in that range.
I don't know if I just got used to it or if it's changed.
I don't know either.
It is less gay than it was.
Yeah, I think that's how it happened. I think you sent me a message after I subscribed, and then we started talking on IM. And then
I repeated the Decade movie.
Yeah, that was like our first, like, actual person conversation, was you just summarized the Decade movie for me. And then, like, I met Kevin when you threw us into the Thunderdome. And, like, it was, like, it was a conversation with me, you, Kevin, and Wheelchair. And then, like, it was kind of awkward because I hadn't talked to them before. And then you just left, like, the three of us there. And then I just left because I was panicky and nervous. And then Wheelchair never showed up again. And then there were three. Do you even know how to count, Trey? And, like, if I recall, like, the podcast, it's sort of like the initial idea started before I was here with, there was going to be a CS Toys podcast you guys talked about, right?
Yeah, that was back with Cord,
right? Yeah.
Whatever happened. Dawson
1.0.
I don't know. So that was way back with that. It was supposed to be me, Cord, and Kevin, and then, like, Mr. S would be on when we could and stuff. And then, like, the more we thought about store-sponsored podcast would get really washy with terms of, like, trying to talk about purchases from other places.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And the things we say.
And so eventually it was completely scrapped. And then we were going to do something with Wheelchair, and then that got scrapped, and now here we are with
and the Thunderdome happened.
You point out.
They basically just kept trying out a third friend until they found one that was only okay, and they're like, good enough.
We had to keep cycling that third seat until we found the one that was the most like us.
People just don't have the same loose moral as we do. Like, what the hell?
That describes it pretty close, I mean.
And that's when Kevin just cloned himself and then forgot he did it. So yeah, that was pretty much it. And then we just kind of decided to do the podcast, and like, our podcast, or RRR, but we'll probably never refer to that because that sounds dumb. Stupid
past. To be fair, it does sound dumb.
It does. Or. It sounds just like our river to RRR. Oh, classic. It's, I'm making fun of like at least three different potential things, but.
Like you said, I was like, oh, that's a great name. And we just went with it. Like, there was no more thought put into it after that suggestion happened. We just went with it.
Pretty much, because we were just brainstorming. I'm like, what about Riders, Rangers, and Rambles? And then the next thing I know, we were recording, and there was a Shink and Rat prank. Then along the way, we got message Chris from HJU. And we rescued Aerosol from a boat. And then George just showed up. I don't even know. He was all of a sudden in our Twitter feeds, and then he's just in our lives.
Oh, that's accurate. I have no idea where the fuck George came from. George is like this little enigma that just appeared one day.
He's just all of a sudden here.
I can't even remember when either. You just showed up.
It's just like all of a sudden. Because he hasn't watched them from the beginning because he's not a true fan. I'm still waiting for him to go download all the old podcasts and do throwback live tweets. It'd be funny. But that's pretty much, yeah. Now we have our ragtag band of little weirdos that have, like, strange conversations. We have, like, almost our own little language of conversations. It's really funny. Like, whether it's on Twitter or, like, some sort of Facebook post, it's like, it's the funniest thing to read or to think about what the fuck we're talking about. Classic us. Good times, though. And then, like I said, we all technically met in person for the first time at Morphicon. That's just truth. Yes.
There was running and hugging and
almost punching out a lady in the airport.
Well, she shouldn't have gotten in my way.
It's so funny. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Send in your questions at TTMF at RR Podcast, even though you're not doing it. Just please do it. Because it's getting harder to find the archived ones, because George tweets about us so much that there's just a bunch of GIFs and pictures, and then like other people are tweeting us at non-TTMF things, and then there's other people using the TTMF hashtag. Rude.
I know, right? That's ours.
We totally bought it. And that guy wasn't legit when he told me I could buy a hashtag. I think I've been scammed. Jammed. Alright. Now it's time for
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
Everything I just said! Everything happens for Final Thingies, and Final Thingies the prequel. Final Thingying. X-Files. Saw a commercial for it.
Cool.
Bye! I just said bye to them, and now they're gonna leave. Seriously, though, where did George come from?